Hey everyone, we're here with Braden Bohannon. Braden is a graduate of Elko, and he's also a sophomore quarterback for the Lebanon Valley College football team. And obviously just lost a tough one, 21-20 to Lycoming. And Braden, it feels like it was that close. It was 1 point. Like, that's how close the game really was. How did the game go? How did it go for you and the team? How did it unfold for you guys?
It was definitely very back and forth. I mean, we'd have some big plays, they'd have some big plays, and then it just came down to who did more of the little things and who can make the plays when it counted. And unfortunately, we couldn't, but there's some things to improve on and get better at. We did some good things and some things to improve.
Right, compare this week. I think this was a step. I know it wasn't a win, but I think it was a step forward compared to last week. It felt that way to me. But compare last week's loss to FNM and this week's loss to Lycoming, and just compare them and how this week went for you guys.
Yeah, last week we weren't able to capitalize when we got the ball in the red zone and just couldn't put points on the board. And today we were able to. There's still things that we could have improved on today and just need to get better starting tomorrow.
Braden, how do you make up that point? I think it's so close. There's a couple of areas that to clean up. I think it's, the attention to details kind of thing. Where do you feel like the football team needs to get better to make up that, that point from today?
I mean, you can look at everything. There's something to improve on with offense, defense, special teams, but I think there's just some key points in the game where offensively you just got to make some throws and right reads and just capitalize on those opportunities.
Braden, assess your play today. I'm going to say that you played well overall. I thought you made some good plays. I thought you made some good throws. Maybe there was one or two that you would have liked to have back, which is fairly typical of all games. But just how did Braden Bohannon do today?
Could have done better. Pretty much. Got to improve. Starting tomorrow.
Is it a throwing thing? When you say you got to get better, or just
overall? I mean, just make some better throws, some reads, running. I mean, you could look at multiple things throughout the game where I can improve.
Braden, are you a leader? I think I've seen this in you before. I know that you have leadership skills. You're a sophomore on a fairly mature football team. Tell me about how you approach leading and being a sophomore, and how does that work out for you and the whole team?
I mean, the team, they do. They're great. They have respected me ever since I started starting last year. So I mean, credit goes to them. I mean, kind of just make the people following the leader is what makes a leader a good leader. And if they're able to listen and follow and do it like they do a great job of, and even everybody can be a leader. I mean, everybody looks at the quarterback as a leader, but anybody can be a leader. And just a great group of guys that I'm playing with, and thankful for them.
Right now, I talked to Coach preseason, and one of the things he emphasized was tackling. And another thing he emphasized was pass completion. And I don't think he was putting it on you. I think he was putting it on himself. He was putting it on the receivers. He put it on the offensive line. Everything's got to click for that to happen. Tell me how you see that as being important to having more success.
I mean, yeah, completing passes is just a huge part of football nowadays. I mean, you have to be able to throw the ball to be good, and just as a whole team, we can improve there and just keep on getting better.
Braden, just one more. I always just appreciate your time. Yeah. Talk about just the rest of the season. You guys got 8 games, maybe hopefully a 9th. I think you're thinking in those terms. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think some things have got to change, got to get better. But tell me goals going forward and just what you're hoping to get done.
Yeah, I'd say just our goal is to. I mean, tomorrow we'll watch the film. We got to learn from our mistakes today, and then Monday at practice we start moving on to FDU and focus on them, and that's, you just got to take it one step at a time.
Braden Bohannon, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.